What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I am finally going to celebrate the third year anniversary of the podcast. So, it is a very exciting day, very exciting time. I'm about a week behind on doing this, but I'll get into that in a moment. But as always, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Dad Needs to Talk, it's all about discussions, interviews, and reviews surrounding fatherhood and family, manga, anime, movies, TV shows, and video games. So, I hope everybody out there is doing well. I'm doing good. Just went and got, you know, fresh cut. Me and Vash went and got little fresh haircuts earlier today. I took the day off of work, which let me just say this to all my friends out there adulting, everybody out there listening, use that PTO, even if it's just to catch up on sleep. Because I've talked about this before, but man, I learned a very harsh lesson from a previous job where I ended up leaving the job and I didn't get paid out my PTO, which I had like 70 some hours I never got to use and never even got the money for it. So learned my lesson on that. And the job I work at now, the level I'm at now, I'm getting about 8 hours of PTO every payday now. So, you know, it starts building up fast. And so, yeah. So, I've kind of tried to use my time strategically for me. Now, of course, yes, there are days where I need to take off for family stuff or whatever. The sports travel, all that stuff, whatever. But every now and then, sometimes, you know, you just wake up and you're tired. And it's like, hey, I got like 20-something hours, 30-something hours of PTO. Sure, let's cash in 8 hours. but yeah, that's what I decided to do the other day. And actually today, and probably got some of the best sleep that I've gotten in a super long time because a combination of things. So for one, my wife was here, so I didn't have to worry about being up and alert for any phone calls from school and yada, yada, yada. So she was here, so I was like, whatever, worst case scenario, if somebody tries to call me, I don't get an answer, they'll call her. So I turned my phone, or I put my phone on full silent, and I put it on the other side of the room away from me so that even if, like, if it was somebody, whatever, messaging me or whatever, I wouldn't even feel no vibration, because that's like one of the other things that might kind of get us, that we forget sometimes. Like, okay, yeah, we've maybe turned the phone off, or we've just put it on vibrate and we're sleeping good, and then it's like, oh, a notification or a call come through, and then it's like, oh, it's on the bed next to you or whatever. And so I was like, you know what, silent mode, put it away, slept beautifully. And yeah, and that is how I use my PTO from time to time. It's like, man, because it's like, y'all already know, I don't need to reiterate, but it's like, y'all know how busy of a life schedule I live and stuff, whatever. And so, yeah, and it's like, and most people are like, hey, well, why don't you take it on a Friday? I have before, but it's like, my job is pretty chill, sometimes pretty slow on a Friday, so I'd rather go to work sometimes on that slow Friday and just kind of like just have some peace and quiet at work, and then take off on a maybe a little bit busier day of the week or whatever. But anyway, so yeah, so I've been chilling, I've been resting. Last night, and of course I'm gonna get into all the podcast stuff, but just going through my little life updates real quick. Last night, me and my wife went out, did a little date night. And you know, I've talked about it before, and shout out to everybody who's been showing love for the episode I did a couple weeks back called, My Peace Versus My Creative Anxiety. I've even had family members, because I posted it on Facebook for the first time. I don't really ever post on Facebook, period. But I was like, you know what, I'm gonna share this, whatever. Or no, I had shared that it was like my 30-year podcast anniversary last week, whatever, on my Facebook page, whatever. And I had some like friends and family from back home that I ain't talked to in years, being like, hey, you know, I found your stuff and I checked out that anxiety episode or whatever, really good stuff, yada yada yada. I've gotten DMs from people, voice notes, shout out to Lisa, and everything. So I really appreciate that people enjoy that episode and stuff. And so one of the things I touched on that episode is me trying to work towards reclaiming my time for myself, time for me and my wife and things like that. And so I was kind of looking ahead or whatever, and I was like, man, like I was telling my wife, I was like, you've been pretty much gone every weekend for like the last like month, because it's like, you know, and most of it has been sports stuff, whatever, but it's like, because even like, it was like, okay, like, and what kind of like tripped the conversation was like, you know, coming up, she has to go out of town for a day or whatever to go pick up a dog, because we're going to dog sit for a friend for a couple of weeks, whatever. So she's got to go get the dog and then come back. And so I was like, man, I was like, you know, like I said, the previous 3 weeks, my oldest son, he's had basketball in different areas. So it was like, you know, went to Plano for a weekend for basketball. Well, not really went there, but still, Plano is on the other side of the metroplex from DFW, from where we live. So pretty much like, when they go out there, they're gone all day, whatever. So might as well be gone for the weekend. So, but went out to Plano, went down to Houston for a tournament, and then last weekend went to Oklahoma for a tournament. And so it's just like, man, okay, I need to figure out something, whatever. And then it was just like a moment of like, you know what, stop talking about it, Robert, and just be like, hey, we are going to have a date night Wednesday, boom. And that was that. And so I was like, hey, pick out what you might want to do or go eat or whatever. We went to this nice chill spot out in Arlington, had some really good food, really good portions too. It was enough to where we got full, and then we had some leftovers for today, which that's what I ate for lunch. I had got like a teriyaki salmon and shrimp over some fried rice with some vegetables. Good stuff. The shrimp was okay, but the salmon and that fried rice was hitting. And she, I think she got like three flavors of wings. She got like lemon pepper, mango habanero, and some other type of like Asian something. I can't think what it was, but good stuff. But anyway, so we went and did that. Came home, chilled, and three trips down memory lane we went. We watched the first episode of that Nickelodeon Quiet on Set special that's on HBO Max. Crazy stuff. And we only watched the first episode. Then for whatever reason, cause she saw the South Park was on there, she was like, oh wow, they got South Park. And I was like, yeah, they got all of them, all the seasons. And so randomly we watched the episode that they did in 2020 about the COVID and the pandemic or whatever. That was like a blast from the past, because neither one of us has probably watched South Park stuff, I don't know, maybe like a decade or whatever. And so, but still that same classic South Park humor, but just more modern. And it was just interesting, all like these 4 years later, watching that COVID episode, and especially being as parents and stuff, and my wife working within the school system, seeing how the kids on South Park were dealing with the virtual learning and working from home and social distancing and just all those different topics or whatever. But of course with that crazy South Park twist to the plot and stuff, whatever. So we watched that, and then we also watched episode 1 of X-Men 97. Now, and for those who don't know, that's like a animated continuation from the old school X-Men animated series from the 90s that we grew up with or whatever. So it was like really cool to kind of like be back in that world and stuff, whatever. And so like we both really enjoyed that first episode. So yeah, so like I said, it was just like a very nice dinner and then a nice little trip down memory lane from, you know, horror and disgust with the Nickelodeon Quiet on Set thing to some laughter with the absurdity from that South Park special, and then some nostalgia from X-Men 97. So pretty cool stuff. But yeah, so it was like, and it was like, man, we were just like, yeah, we definitely have to do this more often. And it's like a thing of like, hey, even if we can only get away for an hour or two, because of course, luckily, the kids are all old enough now, whatever, they're, you know, 15, 14, 11, and 6. And so we can trust them to like, okay, we can have dinner ready or whatever, and then, you know, make sure Vash done bath or whatever, and then, you know, if he wants to go ahead and eat early or whatever, cool. If not, the girls can feed him or whatever, and yeah, we can go, because it's like, hey, because for the most part, my kids are pretty chill to where it's like, hey, as long as they have internet and access to their games and stuff, whatever, it's like, hey, while we gone, they just gonna eat, snack, and probably play some video games. My son probably gonna play some, my oldest gonna probably play some 2K, my middle son, he'll probably play some Rainbow Six Siege, or he been playing Power Wash Simulator recently. And my daughters, they'll either be watching or listening to music, or they might be squatting up with Vash and playing Fortnite or whatever. And yeah, so, but yeah, so it's definitely something we're going to try to strive to do more regularly and stuff like that. So, because it's like, it's much needed. It was kind of like a, it was like a nice double rejuvenation for me of spending time with my wife, going down memory lane, just with like, so like stuff that like the X-Men stuff, whatever, and then me getting to take the day off of work and to sleep in and rest and get the haircut and stuff, whatever. And now here I am recording this, and yeah, so and last little thing that I'll mention too, real quick, before I get into the anniversary stuff, whatever, just because it's kind of like one of those things like, okay, hey, let me just kind of get some stuff knocked out and taken care of or whatever. So a few things I did for me was I kind of did like some like minor upgrades to three of my little toys and gadgets. So first of all, my laptop here that I use for my podcast stuff, whatever, and I'm gonna get into this a bit more later on, but you know, it's like I've been having some weird issues with it, you know, for like since like last summer, and which is why I hadn't really had guests and stuff on or been a guest on anybody's stuff for like the last year or whatever. And so I just kind of had to like remind myself, like, Robert, dude, you work in IT, and while yes, I would love to just buy a upgrade, because I do really do need to get more powerful hardware for what I'm doing or whatever, because a lot has changed in the 3 years since I started doing the podcast or whatever, as far as like multitasking and all the stuff that I do or whatever. But I had to kind of like bring myself back and recenter and refocus and remember, like, yo, do not forget your basics. And it's like, yo, I'm in IT. What can I do with what I have, or potentially what I have or whatever? And so one of the things I was looking at was like the specs of my little laptop, whatever. And I was like, okay, I only have 8 gigs of RAM. So I'm like, okay, you know, that kind of helps with like the multitasking and stuff like that or whatever a bit. And so I was like, oh yeah, we're always like disposing of like old laptops and stuff, whatever, at work. And one of the dudes I work with that handles all the disposal stuff, he has like a whole box full of sticks of RAM. And so went to work the other day, I was like, hey, you got any, maybe like another 8 gig stick or whatever. And so I ended up getting an 8 gig stick, and he also had a 16 gig stick. And so I took them or whatever, and I slapped the 16 gig stick in here. So now I got 20 gigs in here, which not really going, because my processor or whatever is still kind of weak, but that gives it at least a little bit more boost to work with or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool, I got that done. And then my PS5, I finally did the thing. I bought a 1 terabyte M2 SSD drive for my PS5. Cracked my PS5 open earlier today or a few hours ago. Slapped that bad boy in, got it formatted or whatever. So now I got some more space on that. And funny enough, it literally took me like less than 5 minutes to do that, like legit. Like I opened that up, slid off the plate because it is like super simple. Even like the PS4 and stuff was pretty simple because it was like right there on top of that as well. But it was the same thing with this where it was just like I flipped it upside down. The panels on the PS5 or whatever, they just like literally just slide right off. It was just like a small lift up and then slide. It was off. The thing for the hard drive or whatever was right there. Just one screw for that. One screw that holds in the bracket or whatever. Slid that in. Screw in. Close it up. Plugged it back up. And like literally within 15 minutes. And that included me dusting it off. Blowing air. Canned air. Blowing the dust out of it or whatever. So within 15 minutes I cleaned up my PS5. Open it up, put in a new hard drive, closed it back up, you know, finished cleaning up, whatever, hooked it back up, formatted it, and it was good within 15 minutes or less. And then the last thing for my Nintendo Switch, or I guess maybe Vash's Nintendo Switch now, I upgraded the SD card on it from a 32 gig to a 512 gig because memory, especially SD cards, is ridiculously cheap. So I bought that. I don't even know how much I spent on it. It was super cheap or whatever. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just pop that in or whatever. And so I transferred the data from my old SD card to that one or whatever. And then I just downloaded more stuff, whatever. So gives Vash plenty of space. We can have as many games as we want downloaded to the Switch. And we're good to go for the time being. So that's in a basic nutshell how things have been these last few days or whatever. Of course, you know, this was the second week, because spring break was last week, so this is the second week of the track season for school and stuff. So things good, life's good, family's good. Now let's kind of dive into this memory lane for the podcast. So y'all, it is crazy to think about it being 3 years. March 14th, 2021 is when I started this podcast. And so I'm trying to think. I guess maybe the best way or the best thing I kind of think of, like reflecting on this past year, it was kind of a thing, I guess kind of maybe like a experimental / taking a step back type of year because, like I said, due to the technical stuff, whatever going on, I wasn't able to do, because I had stuff lined up, y'all, like when the technical stuff was starting to happen or whatever, that's when things like my roadmap, I already had people lined up and ready to go for a handful of months. I had stuff planned. Like I was going to do an episode with somebody talking about Don't Call It Mystery when that came out last summer, volume or the Omnibus one came out. I was going to talk with the homie, somebody about Ranger Reject. I was going to talk to a dope group that I know about how things have changed with manga and anime licenses and stuff, and so much more. But then the technical stuff started happening, and so I kind of had to pause kind of and slightly scrap some of those ideas. Some of that stuff I'm still going to do in the future, whatever, but I kind of had to like to pivot and was like, well, I guess I'm back to like fully being just solo, just me. And looking back through my videos and podcast episodes, whatever, you know, I kind of started doing a little bit more gaming stuff, whatever, where I was trying to, you know, recording gameplay and doing little impressions and stuff like that. So I was trying out, you know, some some different things, but, you know, I also just didn't really have, like, the proper setup to fully be able to tap into this and do, you know, things how I want to do. And so, but, you know, it was still kind of fun to test that out and to see how things might go in that aspect. But, you know, it's kind of like a live and learn. But it did kind of like spark that, or kind of like reignite that gaming side of me of like, man, I love gaming. I really do need to, once again, finding more time for myself for playing games and stuff, whatever. Even if it's just like a little bit of time at the end of the day or whatever the case may be, whatever. Which, once again, that's why I invested in that PlayStation Portal device. Oops, hold on. I got so much stuff behind me. I'm trying to see if I can get it. But, nope. That's my Switch. But yeah, so I was doing that last summer. And like I said, just experimenting, just trying to find my way in what I'm doing. And it was okay, you know, but like I said, just between the technical difficulties that I was having with trying to record with others or whatever, and just, you know, the scope of how busy we are life-wise since my kids got to middle school the previous year or whatever, it just continues to escalate or whatever. Yeah, here's my PlayStation Portal. Those of y'all watching the video version. But yeah, so that's been something else I've kind of had to, like, reconcile with of just, like, you know, I just have to maneuver in the manner that I'm able to with how busy my family is at the moment and stuff. So, which is why I kind of just keep myself reminded of, like, hey, I'm here hopefully for the long haul, and it's like, hey, there'll be plenty of time hopefully in the future to do more and more and more and more, but for now, just do what you can when you can, when I'm not stressed out or worried about stuff, whatever. But yeah, so that was something I was just definitely like looking back on over the last year or whatever. And I did also start kind of speaking on more life stuff beyond just the manga, the anime, the games and stuff like that or whatever, like actually like doing like topics like the anxiety episode and different things like that. And it seems like a lot of people, including myself, I mentioned this online the other day, but it's like those are some of my favorite episodes, because as much as I enjoy talking about all this nerdy stuff behind me or whatever, I love sharing my experiences just as a person, but also especially as a parent, as a father, to potentially help somebody else down the road that might be, you know, maybe trying to figure out some things, whatever, whether it be just as an adult or as a parent, whatever the case may be, whatever. And so that is definitely something that I want to continue to do, and is part of my longer plans, you know, whenever I can start back recording with guests and stuff, whatever, that is definitely something that I want to do and figure more on and stuff, whatever. So but overall though, it has been a roller coaster of a year life wise and like I said, with the podcast, just kind of struggling to figure out which way I want to go, what I want to do, you know, having to scrap certain plans or put things on hold or whatever. But I will say that I do still know that I have that desire and passion in my heart to continue doing this, because I have seen other people that either started around the same time I did, or people that, you know, have been going way longer than I have either paused or stopped or drastically slowed down on their podcast episodes or whatever. One of the people not my first time being a guest, but like one of like the first like five times I was a guest on somebody's show or whatever, it was a podcast called, I think it's A Dad Without a Dad. And he just announced he's stopping the podcast or whatever, but I think he's been going like 6-7 plus years or whatever. And so that is definitely understandable or whatever. So, and I still need to check out that episode. Hold on, let me see real quick. Okay, yeah, I just had to confirm that. Yeah, Dad Without a Dad, 6 years. I still need to go and listen to that final episode. He's gotten out the game, and like I said, just some other people that I miss hearing, like the Commie House podcast, Crystal Wren, Bilal. I miss hearing y'all's voices. Otaku's Delight. I miss you ladies so much. It is understandable, you know, life happens, things change or whatever. But right now I still, you know, plan to continue marching forward and doing what I do, because I feel like I haven't really even scratched the true surface of what I want to do and where I want to take this podcast and stuff. So, but like I said, it's just kind of working within the boundaries and the confines of what I have available, time and personal bandwidth wise, because I'm also trying to make sure, like they say, being kind to myself as well, and not doing this podcast at the detriment of myself. But like I said, I have plenty of topics and things I can do by myself solo, as I have done for the most part of these last 3 years, until I get to those points where I can start having more guests on and stuff. And I've even kind of been like trying to brainstorm, and I'm glad I can get this recorded right now, of potentially trying to like restructure how I do, especially like my manga reviews and stuff, whatever. Cause I enjoy talking about them, but I kind of want to structure at least like part of the discussion a little bit better and more refined, so to speak. I hate that I had this epiphany while I was driving, because of course I'm driving, I think I was driving home from work, and I was listening to Mike Check, Waifu Podcast, and then it hit me. I was like, yo, review stuff, whatever. Oh, I got an idea. And I am like, crap, I am driving. I can't type up a note or nothing or whatever. So I just like hit the video record button or whatever. And so that the phone could just pick up my voice. And then I just spoke out loud my idea or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, I got it captured. But that happens so many times to where I'll be driving, listening to some great discussions from various podcasts or whatever, and then the cylinders of my brain starts firing off, and I'm like, why is this happening while I'm driving? Because there's even been times where this has happened when my wife has been in the car, and I've just been like, hey, text me XYZ or whatever, or text me this link, or you know, I'll just tell her certain things like, okay, text me this phrase, I'll know what it means when I get back to it or whatever. But yeah, just little stuff like that happens all the time. But yeah, so like I said, just did this last year, all things considered, still been positive, still been growing steadily. I think I've gained like 70 subscribers over the last year or whatever, so not bad. Like I said, considering I haven't had like a super consistent release schedule, and you know, it's been topics and stuff all over the place, whatever. So but I definitely appreciate, like I said at the top, those of you who are new here, and those of you who have been here along this journey and stuff, whatever. So like I said, I am always grateful and appreciative of anybody that, even if you just click on the video or the podcast episode for a minute or two or whatever, and just hear the sound of my voice, I greatly appreciate it. And for those of y'all that are able to go that extra step and leave a comment on YouTube or send me a message on Discord or hit me up, any other myriad of ways, the people, those of y'all who have my actual cell number and text me, I super appreciate that stuff too. But yeah, like I said, my goal going forward is to try to slowly work my way back towards doing more collaborations and stuff. And like I said, just kind of like focusing in on the things that I really want to do, the things I really want to talk about, and all the things that surround that, and continuing to work on the balance of my work and family and this podcast and stuff, whatever. And like I said, making sure I'm finding time to do stuff with the kids and stuff, whatever, that's not just sports stuff, of course. Finding stuff for me and my wife to still do date nights and little, or date days or whatever, things like that. And then the core of it, myself, gaming, reading something at the end of the night, watching a show, whatever the case may be, finding those nuggets of time. That is where, and that is when I think I will be firing on all cylinders at my best, when I can really figure out like a more balanced approach to everything involved in that and stuff. So, but yeah, like I said, it's not a whole lot to like really say looking at this this last year, but all in all, pretty positive. Like I said, all things considered, with just like different life stuff that's happened and technical difficulties and things like that along the way. And so, yeah, man, like I said, because like the thing I'm trying to get really honed in on is that I can't give y'all my best if I'm not giving myself my best. And like I said, me getting that really good sleep early today was definitely a step in the right direction, because what I've noticed in on days that I've taken off, whatever, of course I still got to get up early to get, you know, kids out the door to school and yada yada yada, but whenever I try to just like come back home from getting into school or whatever and just hopping right back in bed, and I struggle sometimes, whatever, I realized that the key thing is to eat. And so that's what I did this morning. So after I dropped the kids off, whatever, messaged my wife. I was like, hey, think about maybe stopping and find something to eat or whatever. You want to bring you something? She was like, hey, there's a donut shop around the corner from the school or whatever that she went to recently, whatever. I was like, hey, try that, because there's a donut shop I love going to. It's in the opposite. It's more towards my kids' elementary school or whatever. And so now if I'm dropping the little ones off, whatever, that's cool because I'm going that way. But there are days where I go out of my way. Like if I put them on the bus, well, then I'm still going like 10 minutes in the opposite direction to do that, to then double back or whatever. And so she was like, hey, this place has some of the things that you like from the other one or whatever, so try that out. And so I went, got me some nice croissant kolaches, some of this very delicious, I don't even know what it was. I don't know if it was some type of like big croissant roll thing or something or whatever, but it had like some like powdered sugar on it, a little bit of whipped cream, strawberries, thing, maybe like a couple of blueberries, whatever it was delicious. But like, cause like, as soon as I saw it in the glass while I was waiting for my turn, I was like, yo, what is that? And so I ate that up, ate the kolaches, had some apple juice, got nice and full. My body felt good. Like I said, phone on silent, put it away from me, lay down, turned the fan on, slept wonderfully. And I think I slept from like, this probably was like, because I got the kids dropped off before 8 o'clock. So by the time I ate and watched a little, like, a show or something or whatever. I think it was, like, close to maybe 9 o'clock, whatever. And so I went, when I went to sleep, I slept pretty much from, like, 9 to, like, 12:30. And so I woke up, like, my wife was on the game, whatever. She's on the phone. And I'm just like, what time is it? And she pressed the button on the Xbox and it said 12. I was like, did that say 12:30? She was like, yep. I was like, yo. but hey, it was definitely much needed. But yeah, like I said, it is, like I said, just wild thinking that it's been 3 freaking years already. And the crazy thing is that, like, I got to do and experience so much within that, like, that first year and a half. Because, like, that first year and a half, I went to 3 conventions, all of which I got in, well, hold on, I think, well, I'd have to come out of pocket for, I don't think, for none of them. Cause, but the first one was at Anime Dallas. My wife had bought me tickets, surprise, for that. That was my first convention I ever went to. And then DreamCon, I got a free ticket for that, thanks to a friend. Shout out to Key. And then I won tickets to Anime Frontier later that year or whatever. So I got to go to 3 conventions within my first year and a half or whatever, free of charge, out of my pocket. And Fan Expo Dallas, I got to host a freaking panel at one of the freaking biggest conventions. A little over my first, like, it was like my first year and like 3 months, I got to do a freaking panel. And so I was like, man, I got to do that. I got to speak to kids at UT Arlington twice, 2 years in a row, like 6 months into my first year of podcasting, and then again the following year. So it's like, I've gotten, the fact that I've got, that I got to do so much in the beginning just lets me know that everything will be okay for the future. To where, yeah, I didn't go to any conventions over this last year, didn't really do any guest stuff. I had made a handful of guests all year, and I don't think I wasn't a guest on anybody's stuff at all last year, I don't think. And yeah, so the fact that I got to do all this stuff early on just kind of lets me know, like, hey, once I really get the wheels turning on this or whatever, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be real, real good. I also got my first little, I can't find it, but I got my first, like, little box from a, in the mail from a manga company or whatever, for something to, promotional material or whatever for a new manga that had came out. That was super dope that I got to get on the list for that or whatever. So yeah, you know, and so it's just, like I said, just like learning the things that I love doing and talking about, and just kind of like just honing in on that stuff, whatever, and not trying to chase different trends and fads and stuff, whatever, like that. And they're like, hey, it is okay for me to kind of just have some smaller, shorter episodes or whatever, that might just be more focused on one thing or whatever, or one smaller topic or whatever. So yeah, so like I said, just still learning and growing through all this stuff, whatever, but still trying to have fun along the way and trying to set some small goals that are within reason for myself. Cause it's like, you know, last month I reviewed that Rainbow 7 from Block 2 Cell 6 series or whatever. And now I'm in the middle of reading Dorohedoro manga and stuff, whatever. And so I'm like, man, it'd be kind of nice if, like, every couple of months I can finally start knocking out some of these, like, completed series I've been wanting to check out, or even stuff that people might recommend to me or whatever. That'd be kind of like a doable goal, because of how my life and stuff is structured or whatever. I can always find time to read if I really, really want to, whether it be at work, or if I gotta sit in my car while the kids are at practice or something or whatever. There's always time for me to read. And so that is definitely something I'm like kind of like looking at. I'm kind of making a short list of certain things, like some of which is on the shelf behind me, a series that I really want to tap into or whatever and to review and things like that or whatever. But yeah, so, and it's just like, there's just like so much stuff I want to do, because like, even like some like ongoing manga series, like I stopped by, I was out a few hours ago or whatever, and I stopped by Barnes & Noble just checking in, like I like to do at least like a couple times, like at least once a month if I can or whatever, or every couple of months. And of course, seeing some of the new stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, that's some stuff that I read that I got like early access to a digital copy to review it or whatever. Certain series, I was okay, cool to see that in person, to flip through the page and see how it looks in person versus the digital version I had. And then seeing some series that I really enjoyed reading that are some of my biggest reviews, and seeing how many more volumes they've released since I've last touched them. Because Rooster Fighter, I've only read volume 1, and they're up to volume 5 or 6 right now in English. What is the big one? Yakuza Reincarnation. I've got 3 volumes. I think I've only read 2, but I got 3 volumes here, and they're up to volume 9. Like when I was walking by the shelf, and I got to like the last shelf with the Y's and Z's and stuff, whatever, and I saw Yakuza Reincarnation. I saw like the name just kept going, and then I saw 9, man. So yeah, Dark Gathering, they're up to a handful of volumes of stuff now, and plenty of other stuff. There's 2 new volumes of Die Dark I still got to get to, which I am so happy to see. Like every so often, there's always somebody finding my Die Dark review and stuff, whatever, which just makes me so happy. I think yes, 600 people have seen it now, whatever. And I look forward to, you know, reading that again or whatever. There's 3 people watching it now. So people are interested in that series. And like I said, there are certain series where I'm like, man, I really want to get back to that or whatever. And there's some series that it's like, man, it's been so long since I've read it. They've got anime and stuff coming. Because like Magic Artisan Dahlia, that's getting an anime coming out this summer or whatever. And it's like, man, I've read the first volume and a half of that one or whatever, and I never got around to releasing a review or whatever. And I'm like, man, that's coming. Ranger Rejects, that's coming out in a couple of weeks or whatever, the anime for that. And so many other things that I'm excited about. But anyway, I am just rambling now, and it's getting late, and I want to have a little bit of chill time before I go to bed. But I'm trying to think. I don't think there was nothing else I really too much wanted to touch on. Let me look through my little list. It wasn't nothing else too much I wanted to touch on. But like I said, just very grateful for making it another full year. And like I said, all the kindness and support that all of you continue to show me and stuff. It means a lot. And like I said, at some point I'm gonna get things ramped back up, but for now I do what I do when I can, and we'll make do. But yeah, so that's it for the year 3 anniversary episode. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. So Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, podcast services. Even though I barely post on Instagram, I definitely never post anything on TikTok. But hey, it's there. Like I said, hey, feel free to hit me up. Leave me some reviews. You know, it'd be dope to get some reviews and stuff. If you're enjoying the show, maybe write a review on, like the stars on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. That would be super awesome, super appreciative to kind of help your boy grow a little bit as I'm on this journey. But otherwise, yeah, like, so I'm gonna continue to have these fun conversations where I can, and also continue with the reviews and the manga recommendations and things like that. So with that, I am out. I will catch y'all next time. And as I always say, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime, TV shows and movies, play some video games, and of course, live your best life. And with that, I am out. Thank y'all so much. And here is to the start of year 4. And as always, I'll catch y'all on the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace. Whoops.